Matt Bubala with you, 720 WGN. There's a great little meme being passed around on Facebook that I've seen a couple of times today, Roger, from a page called Analytical Grammar. It has four different pictures, and it's going over the commas so we can understand the commas.
Yeah. There's I reposted it the other day,
actually. The standard comma. Yeah.
Right.
You know Bob, Sue, and Greg? They came to my house. So that'd be the standard comma. When a series of three, you just put one comma. You know Bob, comma, Sue, and Greg. I don't like the standard comma. I always liked the Oxford comma, which is, you know, Bob, Sue, and Greg, they came to my house. So there's a comma after Bob and a comma after Sue.
Yeah, I learned the standard. Every time there's an and, you do, even if there's a list, you don't put the comma after the last one before and.
See, and I always disagreed with that because then it looks like you're combining the two. You know, Bob, Sue, and Greg. Sue and Greg are now, in my mind, a couple.
I understand what you're
and
saying.
And so I think that's wrong. Okay. I like the Oxford comma. Now, according to this meme, there's also the Walken comma.
As in?
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken, the actor.
You know, Bob, Sue, and Greg, they came to my house. That's the Walken comma.
You do that very
wasn't,
well.
That's not too bad. It needs
you
work,
did really good.
You know, Bob, Sue, and Greg, they came to my house. Almost as a little Vinnie Barbarino. I got to still work on it.
A little bit. Yeah, but it's good.
Then there's the Shatner comma. You know Bob, Sue, and Greg. They came to my house. Now, I can't imitate Shatner, but that's his...
I
guess it's his Captain Kirk. Is that Shatner or is that his Captain Kirk?
That's all of it.
That's him no matter what.
Pretty much.
That's T.J. Hooker and the whole deal, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that would be the Shatner.
Even comma. William Shatner singing.
That's not one ticket I would buy. No.
William Shatner singing?
Yeah, no, no.
What if he was duetting with... So wait, so you've gone to see Tony Bennett. Have you seen him with Lady Gaga?
No. No, I have not.
So you just saw Bennett.
I don't
on his
care
own.
Much for Lady Gaga. Sorry. I know, I'm in the minority.
I understand that, you know, her music's not for you, her style, her whatever.
She's
that
got a great
woman
voice.
Has the most incredible voice.
Yeah, she's got that great
such
voice.
Talent. Such
but,
talent.
But
she's not your cup of tea. That's okay. Yeah. That's okay, Raj. Yeah. It's a big world.
Yeah, that's true.
She's good though. I think you know, Colleen's got a birthday coming up and Lady Gaga at Wrigley Field.
Shh, don't tell her.
Yeah, the kids don't need to go to college. What the hell? Spend that money. It's a long shot anyways.
Really?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, yeah. Well, it's going to happen. At least we'll have the memories. Okay. 847 says Sammy Hagar will be at Ravinia in July. Thank you, Kurt.
Yeah.
I don't know. See, it's always some... I've been to Ravinia a number of times, five or six times. I love Ravinia. Mm-hmm. I don't see Sammy Hagar at Ravinia. It doesn't make sense to me.
Oh, yeah. It's...
I know it happens, and I know people
do,
but to me, Ravinia is... We're bringing a little picnic table and some cheese and some sausage, and we're going to have wine and beer and a genteel time. Talking and laughing too loud way out in the... one of the recent times I was at Ravinia, we were told to move by people.
Because
getting
you were talking too loud?
Because we were talking and having fun.
Yeah.
So I had to get way in the back. But, you know, to me, the concert there is a bit of background music for the fun that we're having with our friends.
Nah.
That's how we look at it.
We're
so
serious
I wanna go
concert goers.
I want to go see the Chicago Symphony Orchestra or something where, you know, I can just have the music on in the background and enjoy a conversation with people we don't get to spend enough time with.
Do that at home.
Nah.
Spend all that money and time and everything. I really want to go see the concert. I can't afford the pavilion seats.
Everything else that goes, there's the thing. Yeah. There's the thing. I mean, and when you're in the lawn, you might as well just have the CD on, be in the backyard having a drink because, you know, it's live and all, but you're
we
not
actually do.
It.
We try to park ourselves in front of one of the speakers so we can, it's louder there.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
And then it'll drown out anybody talking, I imagine.
Yeah, for the most part.
Okay, so this week on Pennsylvania Avenue, President Trump fired FBI Director James Comey.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now, he's kind of had a bit of a crazy love-hate relationship with Comey because Comey at first set out, like right before the election, said there's more emails we're reviewing. So that looked really bad on Hillary. Then right before the election said we found nothing in those emails.
Right.
So there's a weird kind of both sides thing going on there that nobody understood. And I remember being annoyed that he came out and said anything at all, because unless you're going to I don't know, subpoena somebody or do something, then it seems weird to just say we're still looking into this. Why did he have to come out and announce that? That seemed really partisan. But then I'm sure Trump and everybody else thought it was wrong that he said, oh, we didn't find anything in those emails. I remember people writing, how, you can't go through all those emails that fast. You say there's all these more emails and now there's nothing in them. So Trump seemed to be a little bit on both sides with James Comey. He said great things about him in the past. Now he has no confidence in him. Now, in fairness to President Trump, which is not a phrase I say very often, I think as a standard, he's going to say great things about anybody until he feels that he needs to get rid of him. He's not somebody that's going to go, yeah, I don't know how he is. Yeah, this or that. He's never neutral on anybody, right? They're either the most brilliant person, great guy, really smart, whatever, 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 or incompetent, you know, lost the faith of everybody, this or that. He's hot or cold. He's not Luke, right? So he said great things about him in the past, which he says about everybody that he's working with or whatever, because I think that's how he is. He builds people up because he's surrounded, you know, likes to think or feel that he's surrounded with the best and associated with the best.
And that they represent his decision making. Yeah.
And so if he likes somebody or is working with somebody, whether he's decided yet or not, he's probably going to say positive things. So I'm not going to hold all the positivity he might have had for him at one time against him now. And maybe he's right to fire him. Maybe he has lost faith in his credibility, this or that. The reasoning is where it got really weird this week. You know, because at first his surrogates were saying, and I believe in the letter that was first released, right, it was a lot to do with the handling of the Hillary Clinton investigation. And it was interesting that I didn't read the letter, so I don't know what exactly they said, but it came off as like they're defending Hillary by firing him. Maybe it was that, yeah, you know, I promised they'd lock her up and he hasn't done a damn thing, so he's out of here. He could argue that as well, right?
Yeah.
But it just, the optics were very crazy that he's firing Comey in the midst of this investigation into Russia, which doesn't seem to be going away. Comey is in Los Angeles on a recruiting mission when it comes across the news, and apparently he sees it on a monitor as he's making or about to make a speech that he's been fired. He thinks it's a prank, a pretty good one that somebody pulled off on him, until an aide pulls him aside and he doesn't make the speech and suddenly he's out the door.
Yeah. And then takes a government jet back.
But not the FBI one, I heard. I don't know if that was true or not.
Like,
I know
they switched jets on him?
There was breathless coverage of him traveling. And the FBI has its own jet for him, is what I heard on one of the cable news outlets. But I also heard that that wasn't the one he then took back. That he was on some other jet. Like the Department of Justice jet or somebody else's whatever. I don't know. Who knows? But so President Trump then has an interview with Lester Holt that's gained a ton of interesting traction. We'll get to that after we check the news, which is next here on 720 WGN. Pepper Bala with you, 720 WGN. Good morning, everybody. We're live in the Allstate Showcase studio here in the Tribune Tower on the Magnificent Mile. Beautiful weekend out there, so enjoy it, everybody. Make sure you get something nice for Mom. Or nice remembrance of Mom if she's not around for you anymore. So Trump.
You were trying to figure out how to
So James Comey gets fired. He does an interview. They release it. So his people are out explaining it. There's the whole Sean Spicer's hiding in the bushes weird thing.
Yeah.
Which he wasn't hiding in the bushes.
He was walking on. There's a path there.
He's outside and he wants them to turn. He doesn't want to be on camera for an interview. He says, well, I'll answer questions. I'm not going to be on camera. I don't know why, but that's what he wanted to do. So he did. And it was erroneously reported that he was hiding in the bushes, which was funny. But he was just waiting him out to turn off the light. So he was willing to answer a few questions. And what often happens to President Trump's people is they answer the questions as best they can, I'm guessing, and then he'll say something publicly a day or two later that screws them all up.
Yeah.
So they were out there and the official word was, listen, this was at the recommendation of the the Justice Department. And, you know, they looked into it. They did an investigation and their recommendation was, listen, he needs to go. So he acted upon that recommendation. That's how it was spun out by his peeps. Then he meets with Lester Holt, and here's some of what he had to say.
He's a showboat. He's a grandstander. The FBI has been in turmoil. You know that. I know that. Everybody knows that. You take a look at the FBI a year ago. It was in virtual turmoil less than a year ago. It hasn't recovered from that.
Monday, you met with the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein.
Right.
Did you ask for a recommendation?
What I did is I was going to fire Comey. My decision. It was not...
You had made the decision before they came in the room.
I was going to fire Comey. There's no good time to do it, by the way.
Because in your letter, you said I accepted their recommendation.
Yeah, well,
you had already made the decision.
I was going to fire regardless of recommendation.
So there was room.
He made a recommendation. He's highly respected. Very good guy. Very smart guy. The Democrats like him. The Republicans like him. He made a recommendation. But regardless of recommendation, I was going to fire Comey, knowing there was no good time to do it. And in fact, when I decided to just do it, I said to myself, I said, you know, this Russia thing with Trump and Russia is a made-up story. It's an excuse by the Democrats for having lost an election that they should have won. And the reason they should have won it is the Electoral College is almost impossible for a Republican to win. Very hard, because you start off at such a disadvantage. So everybody was thinking they should have won the election. This was an excuse for having lost an election.
Are you angry with Mr. Comey because of his Russia investigation?
I just want somebody that's competent. I am a big fan of the FBI. I love the FBI.
But were you a fan of him taking up that investigation?
I think that about the Hillary Clinton investigation?
No, about the Russia investigation and possible links between...
Look, let me tell you. As far as I'm concerned, I want that thing to be absolutely done properly. When I did this now, I said, I probably, maybe, will confuse people. Maybe I'll expand that, you know, I'll lengthen the time, because it should be over with. It should, in my opinion, should have been over with a long time ago, because all it is an excuse. But I said to myself, I might even lengthen out the investigation, but I have to do the right thing for the American people. He's the wrong man for that position.
Okay. So... There's a couple of different ways that President Trump goes about this. And what I don't understand is that him saying, yeah, I was thinking about Russia and what a waste this is and how it's just a made up thing by the Democrats. And I understand that's his feeling on it and that's what he's going to say. But if the FBI is doing an investigation, we keep hearing that there's some stuff there, that there's some stuff about his campaign and their contacts and whatever. That I don't understand, and I know President Trump works on a different wavelength maybe than what politically makes sense. He does what he wants. He says what he wants, and that's what gets him into trouble sometimes. But why blame this as it's going on? Why keep going back to the Democrats? Bringing up how almost impossible it is for a Republican to win because of the disadvantage of the Electoral College. Now, in my short lifetime here, we have gone back and forth and back and forth. President Obama just had two terms. Before that, President George W. had two terms. Before that, President Clinton had two terms. Before that, H.W. had one term, and Ronald Reagan had two terms. So they've won just as much as the Democrats in my lifetime of voting. And so it seems silly that he's now, it's almost impossible for a Republican to win because of that Electoral College. I don't know if it's diversionary or if he's so just stream of consciousness that he's going to talk about whatever he wants to talk about. It's just amazing and interesting and fascinating. Always, always, always. 312-981-7200 is the number. Quick break and then a little more of that, because he says some other really 12 minutes of interesting things. I don't have time for all 12 minutes, but we've got a little more of Lester Holt with President Trump after this on 720 WGN. Matt Bubala with you, 720 WGN, the morning show coming up with Max and Orion here at 5 a.m. A little bit more talk about FBI Director Comey, who was fired this past week by President Trump. 10-year terms for the FBI director, the thought being, so J. Edgar Hoover served 48 years as director of the FBI.
Good job, security.
Died in office and was widely hailed. For, you know, there was the Cold War, there were spying, there was all these things going on. And then after he died, they suddenly thought and realized he was doing a lot of stuff that shouldn't be done. So they kind of thought, okay, that was too much. Why don't we go 10 years? And that way, it will carry you through, most likely, a political candidate to the next, and it's not a political appointee. It should survive whoever becomes president next. So I don't understand. It's interesting that President Trump can just fire them at will, or any president can fire somebody. What's the point of the 10-year term then? I guess that you can just let them stay. 10 years is actually supposed to be the max that they stay. Robert Mueller, who was had just been become FBI director when 2001 happened, when September 11th happened, I should say, he stayed on for an extra 2 years when President Obama became president, because he wanted him to stay on because there were such a perilous time. There were changes at the Pentagon, CIA, other places. And so he had to get Congress to act to say it's okay that he stays on an extra 2 years.
Oh, so Congress had to approve the extension.
Yes,
okay.
Did.
All right.
So William Sessions, is he related at all to, he's the only other FBI director to get fired.
And I don't think there's any relationship.
It'd be great if there was, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So he got fired by Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton finally gave him his pink slip on July 19th, 1993. We cannot have a leadership vacuum at an agency as important in the U.S. as the FBI. In this regard, Sessions' firing bears a certain resemblance to Comey's. It is essential, wrote Trump, that we find new leadership that restores public trust and confidence in its vital law enforcement mission. So he lets him go, and the spin is it was recommended. And that's what all his people are out saying. And then President Trump gives this interview to Lester Holt of NBC. Let's listen to a couple more minutes of that. Go ahead, Jess.
Let me ask you about your termination letter to Mr. Comey. You write, I greatly appreciate you informing me on three separate occasions that I am not under investigation. Why did you put that in there?
Because he told me that. I mean, he told me
he
that.
He told you weren't under investigation
with regard to the Russia investigation? I've heard that from others. I think
Was it in a phone call? Did you meet face to face?
I had a dinner with him. He wanted to have dinner because he wanted to stay on. We had a very nice dinner at the White House very early on. A dinner was arranged. I think he asked for the dinner. And he wanted to stay on as the FBI head. And I said, I'll, you know, consider. We'll see what happens. But we had a very nice dinner. And at that time, he told me, you are not under investigation, which I knew anyway.
That was one meeting. What was the other?
First of all,
two?
When you're under investigation, you're giving all sorts of documents and everything. I knew I wasn't under. And I heard it was stated at the committee, at some committee level, that I wasn't. Number one.
So that didn't come
then,
directly
Then, during
him.
A phone call, he said it. And then during another phone call, he said it. So he said it once at dinner, and then he said it twice during phone calls.
Did you call him?
In one case, I called him. In one case, he called me.
And did you ask, am I under investigation?
I actually asked him, yes. I said, if it's possible, would you let me know, am I under investigation? He said, you are not under investigation.
But he's given sworn testimony that there is an ongoing investigation into the Trump campaign and possible collusion with the Russian government. Right. You were the centerpiece of the Trump campaign.
Well, I know that I'm not under investigation. Me, personally. I'm not talking about campaigns. I'm not talking about anything else. I'm not under investigation.
Did you ask him to drop the investigation?
No, never.
Did anyone from the White
House? No, in fact, I want the investigation speeded up.
Did anyone from the White House ask him to end the investigation?
No, why would we do that?
Any surrogates on behalf of the White House?
Not that I know of.
So on the one hand, he says it's a complete waste of time. It's blah, 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 it's blah, blah, blah. And the other, no, I wouldn't ask him to stop it. I want it to keep going on. I love the way that President Trump phrased it. So I said, yeah, if it's possible, would you be able to tell me? And he said, no, you are not under investigation. It was just a great listening to the audio of that. If you could cue that up, just that little part where he says, could you, I don't, you know, if it's okay, could you maybe, you know, just tell me, yeah, what do you think, am I, you know, under investigation? No, you are not under investigation. He told me three times. Him writing that in that letter just kills me that he's firing the guy and says, but I want to thank you for three different times telling me that I am not under investigation. I don't know what the hell that's about. If that's
well,
just
now
his
it's
way,
on the public record. That's his
that's
way of putting
way of
that.
Saying, by the way,
on the
I've been
record.
Told three different times. So right. If now he tries to say he's under investigation. Well, you told me three different times that I wasn't.
Because now that's an official letter regarding an official firing of a couple of officials.
Well, it doesn't officially mean that he can't be investigated.
I'm just saying he's going to use that and say here's when he speaks publicly. He'll use that saying, well, look, I put it right in the letter because it's true. James Comey said I wasn't under investigation.
One of the other things that really interests me about this is he's so Lester's like, well, so you had this letter of recommendation. I was going to fire him anyways. Yeah. I was fired. I made it. You made up your. I made up my decision. Yeah, they said yeah, but you know, I was fired. I was fired. There's no good time. By the way, there's no good time. There's no good time to fire. Okay, sure. That's you know, there's probably no good time to fire anybody, but you know, there's no good time. But I fired. I was going to do it anyways. So instead of being, you know, and I guess this is why people love Trump, instead of doing the politically correct thing that we all got together and said, this is what we're saying to the public, they go out and say there was a recommendation. He acted upon the recommendation. He goes, yeah, they recommended, but I was doing it anyways. I was going to fire him all along. He's terrible. He's you know, he's bad. He's no good at his job. He lost the faith of everybody. Blah, blah, blah. So then the press comes back to Sean Spicer and Sarah Huckabee Sanders, is that her name? And they come after them with, well, you said this, and then he directly contradicts you. And they earn their paycheck, man.
Oh, did they?
They just spin it as, listen, I had the best information I had at the time, and after speaking with the president, I now know that, you know, he was going to make that recommendation, but this is what we knew at the time. I hadn't had a chance to directly speak with him. Well, that's fine, you know, and that's so interesting. Well, so when do we take you seriously on your answers? She gets all mad that they keep trying to make something out of this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, well, you told us he did it based on this. And now he spoke. And now you're saying, well, I hadn't had a chance to talk to him. Well, then why were you saying that right. in the first place? Doesn't, you know, when the press is always getting yelled at for fake news by this administration, and here they are reporting it, what they give them. The White House press, you know, communications team says, here's why it happened. And then the president himself the next day says, bah, I was going to do it anyways.
Yeah.
Then you look bad. And you're, you know, if you're going to yell at them, fake news, fake news, fake news, then you've got to, you know, get him on board. And I guess they've probably just given up on that, that they're just going to, okay, when he changes the story here, how, you know, I don't know if they have planning sessions beforehand saying, okay, here's what we're all saying. Now let's make plans B, C, and D, because you never know what's going to happen if the president gives an interview. What's he going to say to somebody?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like they have planning sessions, at least not recently.
I don't know. I thought they did a pretty good job of handling the media on them that next day on Sarah Huckabee. You know, she volleys back really well, says, hey, you know, you're going to try to find whatever you want. You want to say we're in the dark. You know, she just turns on them really well and fought back. Really
I love his comment later. The president, when he was asked, why are your people all giving different stories? He says, well, I'm a real busy person. Sometimes we can't all get together and get our stories straight about what was. We're really busy here. We're doing other stuff. We don't have time.
So the firing of the FBI director, you didn't have a couple minutes to say, okay, here's what happened. That's, I mean, I understand
it goes
you are
even
very busy.
That.
There's a lot going on, but it's like, hey.
It goes before the message. It goes to, don't you have a couple of minutes to wait until your FBI director is back in Washington and you can call him into your office?
Yeah, you know. He didn't want to do that. Oh, yeah, I'm not going to hold that part against him.
Well,
it could have been handled better.
Yes.
A phone call or something that he finds out, you know, through his people while he's out giving a speech.
Finds out through the TV.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's a little ugly. There's no doubt about that. All right. Orion is coming up next, I believe, with the morning show. We'll check in with him after this.